in the Parshas Vayigash, there's a famous, Rashi brings it, and then the Rabbeinu Bachaya expands on it a little bit, into the reason that Yehuda was sent down to Mitzrayim first. The Pasuk says, Ves Yehuda sholach lefonov el Yosef goishno. Sent him down to Goshen, lohoirois. So, Rabbeinu Bachaya says that, sholach lefonov es Yehuda lohochin loy bayis begoishen, lefi shehu agibor vahazoriz misharachim. He was the most capable, most powerful, most zoriz, and he was able to do the work. V'diktekuzal, but Chazal saw in the words lehoiros lefonov. Lehoiros is a loshon hoiro of it's of teaching, it's of paskening, it's of issuing rulings and teachings in Torah. V'omul lahaskin loy beis Talmud sheyehe moire shom hoiro, to set up a beis Talmud, a place of learning in that in it should be taught. Hoiros should go out. Rulings and teachings of Torah should go out from there. This is the place you come to for hoiro. Sheyiyu hashvotim hoigim batoiro, that the shvotim should be yogeya batoiro. Teidaloch, I guess the raya is to the fact that the shvotim learnt shehu kain, because that seems to be the only raya. Shaharei Yosef kishapirish me oviv hoyo oiskim batoiro beparshas Egla Arufo. Yosef, we know, was learning Parshas Egla Rufa when he was separated from his father. Even Sheroah Agolois, when Yaakov saw the Agolois, which was a remez to him, Nizka She Parshas Egla Rufa Pirish Bimenu, then he remembered that they were learning Egla Rufa, and that's when Yosef left, and now Yosef sent him this simen that, here I'm sending you Agolois, for Ozhemin, and that he believed, Taka, that it was truly Yosef, because of the simen of what they were learning, Egla Rufa. I guess the raya seems to be that maybe it's a chiddush that the shvotim would learn Torah. It was before Matan Torah. Who says that they were oisik in all the sugyas haTorah? But from here we see that the shvotim were oisik bat Torah, and therefore he says that lohoiros is a lotion of hoiro, sheyehei moire shom hoiro, sheyiyu hashvotim hoigim bat Torah. The lotion there, I mean, if it's an accurate text, I assume it is, that they should be, they should continue to be hoigim bat Torah, to be omul bat Torah, to be yogeya bat Torah. Therefore he had to set up a base, a shehei moire shom horo, a place where horo would be taught from, and that's the lashon of lohoiros. And to me, the question arises, as it doesn't seem to be the necessity in order for them to be hoige batoiro. He should have set up a base medrash. It seems this was a special kind of a base medrash. This was a base horo, shehei moire shom horo, that they'll paskin shailas, that they'll teach things that go out, that here's where you come, if you want to know what the halacha is, if you want the special teachings, you come here. This is the place where there'll be Meira Hiror. It would seem to me, if the whole idea is Sheyu Ashvotim Hoigim Batera, to allow or to make it, to facilitate that the Shvotim should be able to continue their Higoyon, their Amelus HaTorah, then it doesn't seem to need this specific type of a situation, which is in the posuk of lehoiros, which he teaches to mean a base Talmud shehei moire shom hoiro, in a base Talmud where they will give psak, where they will give hoiro, where haro will come from there. And it seems that in order for the shvotim to be able to continue their learning, there had to be this system where it could be transposed lemaisa, where there's a place now, we're not just learning. We're not just learning, but we're learning, maybe like the Chazon Ish says, the tachlis of learning is to be masik shmeitz alibe de hilchasa, to come to halachic conclusions in the learning, and to take all of the information, and to be able to paskin the shayla aloch alamaisa. That's very much the way the Chazon Ish and his talmidim learn, very much la halocha. Maybe maybe it's not necessarily so much like that, but it has some element of that it's lemaisa. We're not just sitting and being Hoige Batoira and Omol Batoira, but there is a place where the conclusions, there's a place to come where we can find what to do, where we can get the decision, where we can get the hero, and that seems to be that which facilitates the Shvotim to be able to be Hoige Batoira. If that's the case, so on the one hand, they were learning, Yaakov learned with Yosef, Mustama, they learned amongst themselves, and that's what it seems he learned, maybe with the other children too, I don't know, but so Amelus HaTorah was part of their life. But it seems that in order for that to continue, there had to be this place where they knew this is the place where there'll be Meira Shom Hoiro. So I was thinking that it seems that to ask of us, or to ask even of them, the just Amelus HaTorah for the sake of Torah itself, maybe that is a little bit not focused enough. And there has to be some sense of what's the point? What am I accomplishing? And even though there's no greater accomplishing than a person is Omel Batira Lodas Das Kel Elyun, but there has to be some element of conclusion, there has to be some element of maybe it's Shibud that I'm coming to, I'm obligating myself to follow these directives, I'm going to come to a conclusion of the directives, maybe I'm learning the techniques and the skills to be able to eventually get to these directives, but there has to be some piece of it which focuses on the fact that's Mishom Sheyehe Moire Shom Hoiro on some level. And therefore, I thought that for us, it's important to focus for a moment about the benefits that we get in our learning in terms of the tachlis that comes out of it. So first of all, you know, many people in learning in yeshiva, they wonder about so much time spent on Gemara where we're not learning halacha l'maisa, and so comparably little time. By comparison, little time that's spent on learning halacha, learning Mishneh Berurah, and some people are concerned about that. But the reality is that the first step in being able to know anything lemaisa is to develop the ability to get it clear, to get it straight. The Torah is not simple. There's depth, there's clarity. As soon as you get to one level, you see it opens up that there's another level that I missed. There's a dimension that I didn't see. I go back again. I go again and I see another level. So we're all involved in the process of coming to this point where we will be able to determine and discover and conclude the halacha. The truth of the matter is, I don't think that anyone could dispute that a person who puts in more effort in his time of learning Gemara and the time of learning, especially Iyun, and even in the Bikias, which also applies the same skills on a faster scale and maybe with a broader look, there's no question that the next day's Mishneh Berurah Seder will be different. That the ability to be Masik Shmaitz Aliba de Hilchasa, even though I haven't done so in the Sugya in the Gemara, but just my ability to read in between the lines, to understand what the Mishneh Berurah is saying and where he's going and how to fit what he says into the source that he brings and how to understand it in the Machaber, in the Ramon, how everything fits together. These skills, and every day that I sharpen and develop those skills, so they are eventually bringing me to that process of Hoiro. And certainly, even though I may not be getting the full gamut of Halacha, the Dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch, but I'm getting something which is the Mafteach to the Dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch. The Mafteach, the key is the ability to open any one of those volumes and to be confidently certain that I can delve to its essence to understand what in fact is happening over there, what in fact is going on, la halacha. That's one aspect. I think the other aspect, which is also a very important thing, is that Klal Yisrael is very, very different from all the Umos HaOlam. In the Welt, and today it's more obvious, more evident than ever before, the world is Hefker. There's really no sense of responsibility. If you tell Americans about the law, some people take it seriously, and most people don't. Most people will think that the law in this country is about not being caught, which is a terrible mistake. It's not true, but you know, people think, who cares? We talk about the founding fathers, what they had in mind. People look askance and say, like, you know, what do I have to do with the founding fathers? I have my own ideas. I don't need their ideas for it. And the only type of halacha, the only type of regimentation which really works is the Dvar Hashem. This is the Bairi Olam. The Creator created us for a certain purpose. This is what is expected of us. This is the purpose for which we were created. And it is to this that we feel a sense of obligation. And it seems that the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael is that we have the learning to from where to draw the directives of the obligation. When a person learns, and the learning has to be al manas lasos, the Yerushalmi says, "Haloimed shel al manas lasos, noach lo shel nivra." If he learns not al manas lasos, he would have been better off not being created in the first place, because this is essential. I'm learning to obligate myself. The learning, no matter what it may be, I may be learning Meseches Gittin, but I'm more obligated in Shmira Shabbos, I'm more obligated in Choshen Mishpot, because I'm studying the Dvar Hashem with the realization that this is Lamaisa. This has to come Lamaisa, and even if I wasn't Zeiche to be able to bring this Halocha Lamaisa, but the Shibud and the directive and the emotion and the inspiration that comes from it is saying, hey, I am studying a text which I know reflects on that which the Creator Himself expects me to observe. And I think that spells the secret between why our people over the Doros, despite whatever faults we may have, but have this sense of commitment, this Mesiras Nefesh, to do what's right. Because it came on authority, and we studied the authority, and from the lines and the directives, and maybe in between the lines of the authority, that's where we get the strength and the guidance and the insight and the knowledge of what to do, and it has a whole different impact. So I think that even if we're not feeling the ability to be masik shmeitz aliba de hilchasa, just the very fact that this is the basis for Hayroah. The basis for Hayroah is that I'm learning lamaisa. What I learned, this is halocha. This is the way to go. This is what's expected of me. These are the directives for life from the Creator Himself. Has that ability to create that sense of shibud, which eventually translates itself into the broadest gamut of observance of halacha, of doing that which is right, and that's all part of the benefits that one achieves from the Limud HaTorah. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta came along and saw that this wasn't enough in later generations, because the distance between Gittin and Shabbos and Gittin and Tefillah and Gittin and Chosha Mishpot was a little bit too much for us to bridge on our own. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanta emphasized this idea of learning Musa, of taking the specific aspects in Shas and in Poiskim and in Rishonim and taking them and focusing them on the specific area. If I wish to strengthen my integrity, my honesty, I learn Hilchas Gzela. If I wish to strengthen my sensitivity to Beinon Mechaveroi, I learn Hilchas Loshon Hora. If I wish to strengthen my Diktuk Hadin in Tefillah, I learn Hilchas Tefillah. In Shabbos, I learn Hilchas Shabbos. And in Beinon Mechaveroi and in Midas, rather than just having the overall, what he calls the p'china ruchni, that some spiritual hashpah that comes from any learning on all of my ruchni's persona, then specifically on midas, so now I focus on those sforim and those chazal that deal specifically with the development of midas. And, you know, so today we may have to modify it a little bit, but it's all Torah, and learning Musa is all based on Torah, and the Musa we learn is only because that's what Chazal say, and that's what the Rishonim say, and that's the Pshat, that's what they mean, and this is real, and this is accurate, and this is the directive from the Das Kel Elyon, and that can make all the difference in our lives. So I think that there is a very practical aspect to our learning, and that practical aspect is something that I think we have to keep in mind, because it does seem that if not for the base hoiro mishom teitzei hoiro, that the Rabbeinu Bechaya seems to say that the Tanchuma, which is saying that the Shvotim would not be able to continue to be oisik batera to the way that they should if they didn't have that actualizing it from Isaac.